Well, with no relief in sight until tomorrow from our heat wave, we now have over 49,000 Con Ed customers without power in the five boroughs as of last check. Let's go straight to the phone now, where we have Mayor de Blasio holding. He's on the line. Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us. Can you start us off with an update? As far as you know, how many outages are we dealing with across the five boroughs tonight?
Yeah, we've got, I think your number is accurate, about 49,000 customers who don't have electricity right now. We're trying to get constant updates from Con Ed. We're not getting very clear answers from Con Ed, which is very frustrating right now. The biggest problem is in Brooklyn. 32,000 customers across these neighborhoods, Marine Park, Canarsie, Mill Basin, Bergen Beach, Flatlands, and Georgetown. And in that situation, Con Ed turned off the electricity across the board because they were experiencing some kind of problem that led them to make that decision because they were worried it was going to lead to a bigger problem if they didn't. I'm not getting clear answers from Con Ed about what led to it or what they're doing to make sure it doesn't happen again. The good news, there is a silver lining. The heat emergency itself is over. We're out of that now. Temperatures are going down. We expect a much cooler weather tomorrow. So that's going to help some, but we're not getting a clear answer from Con Ed in terms of restoration time. They say they're starting now and it will happen in waves, but could go well into tomorrow for those affected areas in Brooklyn. We've got a lot of police presence out. We've got a lot of fire department presence out. And Con Ed says they have brought personnel in from all over the city into that area of Brooklyn. But again, we're not getting a clear answer on the timeline here.
All right. So the heat emergency is over, as you said. Still pretty hot outside, though, so a lot of people are very concerned about not having air conditioning. What's being done for facilities such as senior care, healthcare facilities that may have people there with special needs in this heat?
Yeah, so there are some senior facilities, nursing homes, et cetera, in the affected area. We have sent generators out to some of those. We've got a shelter that's been set up in a school that's outside the immediately affected area that we're moving some of the folks to if they need some different place to be. So we're sending support out and have sent support out to those nursing homes and those seniors' facilities to make sure that they'll be okay. So those generators, I think, will help to tide them over in the immediate term.
All right. Obviously, with so many areas and so many neighborhoods in the dark, public safety is an issue. Can you tell us a little bit more about what's happening in those areas as far as public safety goes?
Yeah. So I spoke to Commissioner O'Neill about a half hour ago. A lot of NYPD presence. So far, no incidents reported. There has been, again, good presence, good follow-through by NYPD. Light towers are being put up at key intersections by NYPD, and that will continue in the next hour, so we'll be able to have a lot of additional lighting. So that's something we're keeping a very close eye on, but so far, so good.
Now, for some of us, it's sort of a feeling of deja vu with Con Ed and outages during a heat wave. How's your feeling in terms of should the utility have been better prepared for this?
Yeah, I got to say, I started this week with a briefing back last Sunday, a briefing from Con Ed on what happened with the Manhattan blackout. And, that was resolved in 5 hours, and I was hopeful that they could give us some real answers and show us it wouldn't happen again. I have to say, a week later, we still don't have good answers about what happened in Manhattan and how to not have that mistake avoided. Now we have a new situation, not getting clear answers again. What I constantly get from Con Ed is they won't give us a timeline, they won't give us details, and it does not instill confidence. They have a lot of personnel, and they certainly have shown over the years that they can respond to things quickly, but why these things keep happening, I think we have to ask some deeper questions about Con Ed. It was not because of overload. I can tell you that much. It's been confirmed that they went nowhere near the maximum electricity levels, even with all this heat. So something's going on, and we need better answers because this is not acceptable for the people of this city.
So obviously, for anyone who's sitting at home right now and has no air conditioning, their number one question is, when is the power coming back on? And what you've been saying over the last couple of minutes is that we really don't have an answer for that yet, do we?
I asked the president of Con Ed as the first question, you know, on behalf of the New Yorkers affected, that I asked is, okay, you got a problem. Tell us how you're going to fix it and give us a timeline that people can expect this to be resolved in. And I could not get a straight answer. So that they say they are starting the repairs now and that restoration will happen in waves. So in principle, some households could get their power back quite soon. But I said, I just asked the same questions every New Yorker asks. Okay, if you don't know the exact time, tell us by when, you know, you can guarantee something. And the best I got is, the answer I got was by tomorrow afternoon, which is not a very reassuring answer. So hopefully they will do a lot better than that. Hopefully that as they fix things in waves, it will reach a substantial number of people in just the next few hours. But I have no guarantee of that, given the way they're performing.
All right, Mayor de Blasio, thanks for taking the time out tonight to fill us in with this information about the blackout. If you get any further information, if you could please keep in touch with us here at 1010 Wins so we can share that information with our listeners tonight.
Absolutely.